Oh my God, what are you doing? I can tell by that embarrassed look on your face that you weren't expecting me to come over while your sister was out with Chad. Ugh, gross. Put that thing away when I'm around you. What, do you always sneak into your little sister's bedroom when she's not home to play with your little dick? What's wrong with you? What are you hiding behind your back? Show me. Oh my God. You were sniffing her panties, weren't you? Do you see how disgusting this is? Oh, of course you don't. You probably can't think straight when you're this worked up. Oh God. Oh God, is your dick getting harder? Oh, I can see it trying to burst through your pants. Not that that would happen, judging by how small it is. I have to tell your sister this is not right. No, there's nothing you can do about it. Yes, I'm serious. You're not going to get me to change my mind. This is such a serious invasion of her privacy. What, did you think her best friend would just forget about it? No, I have to tell her about this. Just hope she doesn't tell her boyfriend and he ends up kicking your ass. What? You'll pay me? What do you think I am, some hooker? You can't just pay me and hope for it to go away. $50. Really? You want to pay me $50 to forget all about this? Yeah, right. The only way I'd even consider that is if you paid me $50 every time I came over here. Wait. You're that desperate? You'd really do that? Fuck, you're crazier than I thought. I mean, I already thought you were crazy since I caught you jerking off in your little sister's room, sniffing her panties, no less. But this is even weirder. You know what? Pull out your dick again. I might just accept your offer. You heard me. Pull it out. Stroke it. No. Don't stop just because I'm pulling out my phone. Don't worry. I'm not going to text your sister, stupid. I'm recording this. What, do you think I'd really trust you to pay me $50 every time I came over here without having any evidence? God, you're easy to trick. Oh my God. You're stroking faster now? Look at your face. You look so desperate and aroused. You actually want me to blackmail you, don't you? Okay, since I'm getting something out of it, I think I can play along with that. I mean, it's not every day you get to stroke your tiny little cocklet to someone as pretty as me, is it? I know you can barely hold back your spunk from bursting out of those little baby balls of yours. No wonder you have to stroke in secret in your sister's room while smelling her panties. Your dick would never please a real woman. You're reduced to borderline incest just to get yourself off, I mean. And look at you, you're sweating up a storm. Get your hand off that dick of yours. Sheesh. Not only are you a pervert, but apparently you like to abuse yourself. I don't think I've ever seen anyone stroke that quickly. You're practically beating your own balls, stroking so fast. Doesn't it hurt when you stroke it like that? Especially you're not even using lube, are you? What, do you not know how to stroke properly? Guessing not, just because you were used to stroking in here in the first place. Well, it's not like you need any lube at this point, since you can just use all that pre-cum you've beaten out of your balls. You need to put something beneath that dick so you don't leak onto the carpet and stain it. Your sister will notice that. Are there any tissues in here? Or... Wait, that might leak through. Maybe a towel. Wait. I've got it. Pull your pants up for a second. Run to the kitchen and grab a plate. Yes, I'm serious. It's not going to leak through glass, silly, and you can wash a plate off easier than you can clean a towel, right? I told you it made sense. I'm not all bad, I promise. Back already? God, you're so fucking eager. Why don't you pull your pants down and get down on your knees? There. That's better. Put that plate underneath you and start stroking again. See? Now all that leaky pre-cum will easily be licked up. You heard me. I said licked up. Oh, come on. Don't look so embarrassed, sweetie. Maybe if you please me enough, I won't blackmail you for too long. You'd like that, wouldn't you? In fact, maybe it would be for the best if this doesn't go on for too long. I don't want to have this evidence stuck on my phone forever. I really just want to forget that I ever saw you jerking off like a madman in your sister's room in the first place. Wait. Hold on. Slow down. Why do you look so sad all of a sudden? Oh God, don't tell me. You were actually hoping I would blackmail you for an extended period of time. You are a freak. Why would I want to waste my time with you? What? No, I don't believe you. You won't do everything I say for as long as I want. You're just a jerk-off addict after all. You can't even control your own biological functions without going crazy. Well, maybe you're right. If you can't control that little dick of yours from driving you up a wall, maybe you do need someone to control it for you. How will I know you're obeying me when I'm not around, though? Oh, God, you are so sick. Are you serious? You're going to buy yourself a chastity device to be locked in while I'm not around. What are you going to do if you ever get intimate with a female? I mean, you're a virgin. But, well, yeah, okay. I could have guessed that, but you don't try to approach women at all? I mean, wouldn't a chastity cage make all that worthless? I see, you haven't even held the hand of a woman before. Okay, I'm starting to see why you want to do this. This is the closest you've been to a female before, isn't it? Wow, you are such a loser. I'll tell you what, I'll think about it. Now, I want you to stroke slow, and it looks like you were starting to speed up. Or were you getting aroused thinking about getting into chastity for me? Look at you. You're leaking so much pre-cum and your cock is throbbing. Take your hands off for a second and cool off. We don't want you getting too worked up. What do you mean by that? What do you think, silly? If you're going in chastity, I have to make sure you can handle a bit of denial so that you're not completely boring. You can follow rules, can't you? I mean, that's the whole point of this. Aw, your cock just bounced when I mentioned it. I had to make sure you can handle denial. Are you sure you can handle it, sweetie? Your balls will be constantly boiling with cum, and the pressure in the shaft will get too intense to bear at times, especially if you're brought right to the edge. Now that I think about it, I guess it would be cute to see that look of desperation on your face when you're approaching that point of no return, when you can feel your thighs buckling, your legs tightening and your toes curling with that load building in your balls, growing red hot, seconds away from exploding out of your itty-bitty penis. Oh, God, that must be so confusing for you. Every part of your primal urges are telling you to release all of that pent-up frustration. But you know you can't because you have to stay denied and frustrated. Just for me. Oh, sweetie. I might just break you if we continue this. What's that? You deserve to be broken? Oh, I think I agree. I mean, you shouldn't have been sniffing your sister's panties. All right, you've convinced me. This is for the best. So why don't you start stroking again? You can stroke it fast if you'd like. Who am I kidding? I know you want to stroke it fast. I saw how much you were squirming when I was talking to you. I have to be honest with you here. I'm starting to get a little turned on by this. But don't get any wrong ideas. We're not going to be doing anything exciting together. And before you think anything strange, like it's because you honestly do have a tiny cock, that's not it. Believe it or not, I don't think I'd be this turned on if I were not able to boss you around right now. The only reason I'm enjoying this is because I did not know it would be so much fun to boss someone around. You may have bitten off more than you can chew. I hope you know that. If I start to enjoy this, I might get even more harsh with how I treat you. Oh, God. I can tell by that look on your face that that is what you want. Slow down, slow down. In fact, get your hands off. Just tease the head of your cock with your fingertips. Listen, I don't know who you think you are, but this is not going to be about your pleasure. This is about me. Me testing you. You're only a science experiment, you know that? Maybe I'll even be able to write a psychology paper on how human sexuality controls behavior, particularly in submissive males. I've always had a feeling males would be easy to control once you control their cock, but I had no idea it was this easy. I mean, look at you. You're begging me to blackmail you. You're collecting your own pre-cum, even though I told you you're going to have to lick it up, and you practically pleaded to be locked in chastity for me. Oh, God, I hope all males are this easy to manipulate. All right, stop playing with the head. Go ahead. Stroke your cock slowly. Come on, slower than that. I have to make sure you last. Remember? While you're doing that, I'm going to sit down and get on your sister's computer. Scoot over here. Stay on your knees. That's right. Don't forget the plate. Let's see. Should I browse in private mode, or should I let her see the web history? What do I mean? Well, we're about to look at some chastity cages. You silly little boy. But I don't know if I should bother using private mode. So your sister doesn't know that someone was looking at this on her computer. You think I'm being silly? Well, just for that, I think I won't bother hiding it. Aw, cheer up. You know it's not that big of a deal, and if she asks you about it, play dumb. With how horny you'll be, I'm sure playing dumb won't be too difficult for you. Will it? That's the spirit. And if she asks me, I'll tell her it was me. In fact, I'll tell her I met a pervy guy who's interested in femdom. No, I won't mention it was you, stupid. The last thing I want is for your sister to think I have a crush on you. Oh, God, you're getting really worked up now. Do you want to stroke faster? Beg for it. Yeah, I'm serious. How will I know you're sincere about anything when you ask me if you don't beg for it? Ugh, okay, really? You call that begging? Asking politely? Try again. Aw, come on! I thought you were submissive. Beg like you mean it. Call me your goddess. Tell me how I make you feel and how much you are craving to follow my instructions and how everything else is completely meaningless unless you can obey my words. Okay, that's better. You can stroke fast. Faster than that, even. Just no coming, okay? You can never, ever come without my permission. Ever. Go back to stroking slow, silly. Aw, don't be upset with me. It took you forever to finally beg properly, and I practically had to walk you through it. Did you think that would earn you much fast stroking time? Of course not. Stop thinking about stroking for a second and look at the computer screen. Here, this website looks pretty interesting. All sorts of chastity cages. What kind do you think will be best? Yes, I'm serious. You can have an opinion. You should cherish this moment, really, because it's not going to happen that often. What do you think about the silicone cage? Looks like it would be easy to clean, which is a plus. Most importantly, it looks like it is extremely small compared to some of the other cages, so I think it'd be the perfect size for you. No offense, but you're pretty small. What do you think? Well, in the end, it doesn't matter too much what you think, so let's keep looking. This one looks nice. It's hard plastic, and it comes with all sorts of attachments. Oh my god, it even comes with a teeth attachment to poke you when you start to get erect. Oh, I love the sound of that. Oh, judging by the look on your face, you are not too impressed. Ooh, and it's pink. Don't you think your device should be pink? I wouldn't make you wear the teeth attachment all the time. And think, if you get a pink device and I make you cross-dress, your cage will match your underwear. Oh, I didn't mention that, did I? I think I might have to have you start wearing panties while you're locked up. Not your sister, silly. No. You're going to have to go into a store alone and buy a few pairs you like. But take your mind off that for now. Why don't you stroke a little bit faster? Ooh, what about this metal one? Ooh, they even have a metal one with spikes. Do you want that one? Ugh, don't even give me that look. It may be best for you in the long run to get punished for your dick getting hard so you will stop getting turned on all the time. What's a little pain when you're training your body to be normal? Oh, did you just leak more pre-cum? Okay, we're definitely keeping the spiked one in mind for now. Okay, quit your whining. Ugh, this is the only time I'll let you have your way. We won't consider this one. You might be right after all, seeing as it might be more fun to have your cock trying to get hard all day but unable to. If you're not feeling excruciating pain every time you get hard, maybe your body won't learn to stop getting hard and you'll just keep being tortured. I do like the sound of that. How about this metal one? Yeah, without the spikes. Kind of like it, and it has a little enough room to clean yourself. We don't want you to smell bad down there, although apparently you've got a thing for stinky crotches, but gross. All right, stroke faster. Honestly, I really think that we should go with the pink plastic one. What do you think? You agree? Of course you do. It's not like I need you to agree here. Plus, it comes with attachments. If I ever need to punish you, I could just make you wear those pointy teeth. Won't that be fun? Of course it will, slut. can tell you already love serving me. Oh my god, hold on, hold on, hold on. I need to focus the camera on your face for a second. If you could only see how desperate and helpless you look right now, you'd be giggling too. I can't tell what's more red at this point, your face or that throbbing cock in your hand. Just kidding. I can't even see your cock when you're holding it. Aw, you starting to moan? Do you feel your legs starting to clench? Your skin starting to turn red hot? Do I see you curling your toes? Hey! Hey! Hands off that cock. Ugh, it's like you're never going to learn how to control yourself. This was the right decision for a loser like yourself, right? Your cock is still bouncing up and down. What's the matter, slut? Are you trying to fuck Mother Nature because no other woman will touch you? No, sweetie. The air won't give you permission to come. In fact, give your cock a nice slap for me. Because you were trying so hard to feel something. Oh, please. It's not very convincing. Ugh. Do it again. Harder this time. Alright. Since you tried, why don't you stroke yourself fast? I'll be right back. And while I'm gone, I want you to bring yourself to the edge, but do not come. I swear to God, if you come while I'm gone, you will never, ever produce any sperm ever again. Got it? Good. Bring yourself to the edge and hold it. Got it, slut? Whew, I can see how worked up you are based on how much you're leaking, so it shouldn't take you too long at this point. I'll be right back. You must have really missed me. I could hear your moans and your whining from the hallway. You get loud when you're about to burst everywhere, don't you? Unfortunately for you, you won't be able to experience full orgasmic bliss today. Did you edge for me? Judging by that pre-cum leaking from that cock of yours, I'm guessing you did. Alright. You can stop now. Catch. I went to the kitchen and I got you a baggie filled with ice cubes. You're going to want to use that on your cock and balls if you want to go soft. Otherwise, you're going to have that boner all day. Yes, I'm serious, slut. Shouldn't you know by now never to question me? Good. No, I didn't get you a paper towel to wrap the bag in. Quit your whining and use it directly on your dick. Ugh, sheesh. If you think you can get disrespectful on me, after I've just done you a huge favor, you're going to learn quickly how vindictive I can get. Now why don't you lower your finger into that pool of pre-cum on that plate? I told you you're going to have to lick it up, but I think you need to play with it before you're given the pleasure. The privilege of licking it up. You got that? Take that finger and swirl it around. You want to suck that finger, don't you? Not quite yet. I want you to smear that finger all over your face. Yes, I'm serious, slut. If you want me to train you properly, I'm going to have to turn you into a huge cum slut who loves the feeling of cum dripping down your face. Until I get you to blow a big load, pre-cum will have to do. That's better, sweetie. Now you've earned the right to try gathering more pre-cum in your finger to suck on. And make it hot for me, would you? Yeah, pretend like you're sucking my strap on while you wrap your lips around your finger. Don't stop there. Move your finger. In and out of your mouth. Pull your finger out and run your tongue up and down. Oh yeah, collecting every drop. Maybe you'd do a better job if I told you you were sucking off another guy instead of my strap-on. Oh, don't blush so hard, slut. That's why we're icing down your balls right now. I won't even know if you would have gotten hard thinking about that. Though, I think we both know you would have. Your sister's going to be back any second now, so why don't you get ahead? Lick all that pre-cum off the plate. Yeah. Good boy. Savor every single droplet of cum you produced, and you better get used to the taste. You're going to be tasting it quite a bit whenever I'm around. Got it? Ugh, now get dressed and hand over that $50. Don't forget to order that chastity cage.